Our style, the fashion and beauty you need for this weekend with Wonderbra. Heat. It's Star Style, the podcast. Heat.
Hi there, this is Tony Phillips and Star Style on Heat Radio with Wonderbra, bringing you all the tips on how to dress like the stars.
Good, isn't it?
Heat.
Here are five top trends for this season and next. Checked clothes have never really gone out of fashion, but now large checks are appearing all over dresses, jackets, and coats. Get to the checkout before everyone else. Chunky knits were in for the autumn, but now oversized knits are where it's at. Big, over-the-top, flossy wool, everywhere knits. And preferably with a huge fur-lined hood. If you've started scratching your head, you're thinking of the wrong kind of knit. Black is back next season. But right now, the colour purple reigns supreme. It's a quick way to update your wardrobe, and best of all, works really well with black. So if you want to get ahead of the trend, why not combine both colours? The trouser suit is also back, but not just for work or the catwalk. It's also a smart alternative to party dresses. Chic, practical, and not that expensive if you don't want it to be. Before you have a major spring clean in a few months and throw out all those old clothes, be ready for a huge 80s revival. Bits and pieces are already appearing in the shops, but come springtime, you won't be able to hide. So get ahead of the trend and get your lycra in early.
So into it, or so over it. Star Style with Wonderbra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.
Tomorrow's fashion footwear is going in one direction. Up. The must-have shoes of the moment are designer Terry de Havilland. They're very comfortable, but very high. They look really chic and feminine, but take a closer look, and really, they're just platform shoes. Would you consider adding another couple of inches?
I don't think they're particularly... I prefer actual heels that aren't platforms. I think platforms look a bit tarty. I don't know.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Not every day, not... More likely for a night out, but not going to work.
No.
Too much hassle.
I think they look a bit chunky.
Yeah, I think I'd feel a bit like heavy walking around with them, really. Yeah.
They sound pretty retro. I think they sound good.
Yeah. I like the idea.
Bring the
too.
Pretty, I like the idea. I think they look good to the 70s. We
yeah.
Lovely.
Platform, look. No. I wear wedges, but not platform.
Not platform.
I'm not sure because it won't be comfortable really to walk in. And so when we come up here shopping, they're not really practical, I'd say.
Are they like the 60s platform?
Yes.
I do like them. I like stilettos on girls, but not really liking the platforms. And plus, I'm sure lots of girls will fall down when they're drunk. It'd be a big problem.
Never, too uncomfortable.
Look-wise, I'm not sure, but being quite tall, it is generally nice if girls have some kind of heel or platform on. So, you know, a lot of women are quite short, especially when they're 6'4". So I haven't actually seen many women wearing kind of big platforms, but that does look quite cool, but it's not very fashionable in the general sense of like Topshop fashion.
Yeah.
I'm tall, so
I can't wear heels because I'm unstable.
Star Style Podcast.
It's Christmas and everyone's doing fancy dress at the moment. It's the ultimate social superglue. No awkward introductions or having to remember names. You can walk across the room and say, "Hi, Spider-Man, great outfit." And you've instantly got something to talk about.
Not everyone is meant to make a difference.
Of course, get your outfit right and you'll have every man in the room wanting to talk to you about your outfit. The important thing is to pick an outfit that doesn't alienate people. Going dressed as Margaret Thatcher is a great costume for spending time alone in the kitchen. But before you rush to your local hire shop, making do with what you've got at home is far more 2006. Dig out last season's caftan, add a gin and tonic, and hey presto, your 1970s sitcom icon, Margot Ledbetter. The most important thing is don't be shy. Synchronize your efforts with friends. Five sexy air hostesses are better than one. Focus on props where you can. The value of a rubber chicken as a social crutch shouldn't be underestimated. Do avoid burlesque, so 2004. And don't rely on live animals as part of your look. There, can't go wrong.
Someone is broadcasting on our carrier frequency.
Hey, it's David Hasselhoff, alias The Hoff, and this is the only kit you really need this weekend.
I'm sorry, that just slipped out.
Star Style with Wonderbra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.
Okay, time to put your skinny jeans back in the cupboard. Flared is the shape for denim this winter, and not just a bit flared, but very flared. But that's not all. If you're really going to be cutting the mustard with the A-listers, you'll need to be holding your jeans up with braces, preferably denim braces.
Hold up!
So hot or so not?
Yeah, I think that's quite a good look. I like comfortable clothes, so I'd be well up for... Yeah, I am actually out looking for some skinny jeans today, so maybe I'm just contradicting myself. But yeah, I think baggy jeans and braces is a good look, so yeah. I'd be up for that.
I do like them, but I think they're quite hard to wear. I think you can end up looking a bit skaterish if they're too baggy. Yeah. But I think with a nice little white shirt or something underneath, might look quite cute.
That sounds like...
Yeah, sounds quite nice.
Yeah, it's not very managed
gender,
as well.
Crossing like the gender
and
divide.
Yeah. I like.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, they're the ones that, as long as they're tucked in at the waist, really, then they're all right.
Yep.
And also, I'd still wear them because I still wear my boots. Skinny jeans are useful for boots, to wear them inside your boots. In terms of wearing jeans on their own, I haven't seen Splendors with jeans. I think that's with a certain look, but... I'd wear suspender with trousers, with high waist trousers.
I don't know, I like both, you know. I like skinny jeans as well, but not too skinny because that just looks weird. I think it looks better on a girl than a boy. If it's too skinny, it makes you look too much, how do you put it? Gay. And that could be cool. I like it. I like it on girls. Yeah, I like that. That would be cool.
Suspenders, maybe wide legged, my legs would be enough already.
Oh, right, like dungarees kind of thing.
Yeah, yes.
Cool.
Cool.
Mad how fashion goes like round in circles, like
exactly.
The 80s, they're all in, but they're kind of wearing it down in front
of
stuff.
You can't have ample bosom and wear braces.
You can have what?
Ample bosom.
Right.
I think it just looks a little strange.
Yeah, because
it's very much a boy figure for a girl, if you know what I mean.
Star Style Podcast.
Casino Royale.
You noticed.
Seen it yet?
My name's Bond. James Bond.
If you have, you'll probably enjoy flicking through a new book, Bond on Set, filming Casino Royale. Maybe you weren't sure about Daniel Craig as the new 007, but you won't be able to get enough of him after seeing this. It's packed with photos of DC as he shot his way through the shoot. Obviously, it's not the semi-naked pictures from the torture scene we're interested in, but the tips on how to clothe your man from cinema's smartest dressed alpha male. Best of all, you can buy it for your Bond geek boyfriend without raising his suspicions.
You don't think this is a very good plan, do you?
Also looking rather dapper, on the front cover of his new single is Lamar. New tune, Someone Should Tell You, is out this week. But for some real retro chic 80s style, pick up U2 18 singles. Yes, I know U2 have at least two best ofs, but this is the first career-spanning singles compilation. Have a flick through the booklet for some great Tell Me That Look Was Never Cool moments.
What's hot?
Wow, that's really something.
And what's not? Star Style with Wonderbra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.
This probably started out as a celeb having nothing clean to wear or going out in a rush, but now it's catching on as this season's latest trend. Oh, yes, there's nothing odd about wearing a nightie at night. The clue is in the name. But now people are wearing them to go out in. Over the top of black leggings and maybe with a top, they can double up as an expensive camisole. But would you go out in your bedclothes?
Yeah, I think that can work. I mean, I think some ways it's a bit stupid wearing something really decorative and really nice to bed when it's not really going to get seen. So, yeah, I mean, there was a trend a while ago for little camis, which were really sort of very similar to nightwear. So I think that's a potential good trend.
I can see a nice little slip top, a little slip dress, dressed down a little bit, pajamas. No go.
Big nose.
No, that's wrong.
Why not?
Just buy a proper dress, like most ordinary people.
I don't really like lace. I think lace is a bit cheap anyway. When people wear like, what are they called? Yeah, but all the, like, not camisoles, what are they called? Do you remember the clothes?
I'm wearing on the street though.
Yeah.
But I would wear it, I don't know, at home or whatever.
At home. What about your
tarty,
okay.
That's been for a while though with the spaghetti strap top with the lacy top.
This is true.
That kind of looked like a top part of your night just anyway.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well,
I think it can look lovely.
Yeah, feminine things can look really good dressed up, yeah.
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah. It's easy on the eyes. My friend does that already, so that could work, yeah. As long as it isn't. Yeah, that could look cool. As long as it's not just the underwear.
Yeah, maybe, but it's towards winter, so a bit cold.
Yeah.
This weather.
Yes.
It's their funeral, I guess. I'm sure it looks nice, but it's a little bit cold for that. I would personally, not being female, but I'd wrap up as warm as I possibly can. I guess I suppose if you wear loads of layers over it and then take them off when you get into the pub or the club or whatever, then yeah.
So they keep warm on the way to the venue. If they're wearing a nightie when you're out,
in terms of looks, it probably looks very nice, yeah. If you mean like little kind of like sporty kind of tops,
yeah.
The little thing, yeah, they look really nice, but for summertime, yeah.
I think it would be all right to wear your nightie out if it was hot enough.
Yeah, it depends.
You just look like an idiot if it's cold. Like,
yeah.
Right.
But you're going to have a big jacket.
It's fun to wear
your nightie. What if you wear your coat to the club and you take off your coat, then...
Yeah, why not?
Yeah?
Well, if it's like...
Depends on the night,
it's a Snoopy shirt that's made out of flannel, like you've had it for 40 years, it would be inappropriate.
Yeah. Star Style with Wonderbra. Thursday nights from 7, get tips on how to dress like the stars and next week's hottest new trends. Plus, reviews of the best new tunes. And we might play a few too. If you're going out this weekend, then get in with what's hot and what's not. Star Style with Wonderbra. Thursday nights from 7 on Heat Radio.
So into it, or so over it. Star Style with Wonderbra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.